This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and this is The Score. If you're a tennis fan, then you're in virtual heaven, especially on the men's side. There's never been an era replete with such rich talent and compelling personalities as we are witness to now. You can go back to the mastery of Bill Tilden, the complete player that was Rod Laver, the magnetic rivalry of McEnroe Borg, the dominant Pete Sampras, the charismatic Andre Agassi, yet never before have all the elements of the highest end of the sport come together as they do today. On opening day of Wimbledon this Monday, tradition has it that the reigning champion strides onto the championship court to start this year's tournament. Since the titleist Spaniard Rafael Nadal had to withdraw, suffering with the pain of tendonitis in both knees, the honor of the first match was bestowed upon Nadal's rival, Roger Federer. In past eras, when a rival had to withdraw, the tournament was left short on energy and fans felt cheated. Yet here, even though the suave Federer spoke eloquently about how disappointed he was not to have Rafa as his potential opponent in the final, there is plenty of heat for Federer to face in Nadal's absence. History itself looms large in that Federer's command performance in taking his first French Open title, that was in Paris early June, tied him with Pete Sampras at 14 Grand Slam titles each. Winning Wimbledon this year would officially put Roger in the class that the tennis world has already claimed for him, the greatest player to ever wield a racket. And this guy is as sublimely elegant off the court as he is as effortless D'Artagnan gliding around on the court. You can't believe he's a mere 28 years old when he speaks. The English papers have made a demigod out of Great Britain's own Andy Murray, currently number 3 in the world. Thousands of fans are now sleeping outside the grounds the nights before Murray's matches. Those not lucky enough to make it through the overnight queue into standing room only space sit outside on what used to be called Henman Hill, now Murray Mound, and watch their favorite son on a jumbo screen as he tries to become the first Brit to win the Wimbledon title since the 1930s. The Serbian Novak Djokovic, world number 4, has no weakness and is playing flawless tennis so far. World number 5, Argentine Juan Martin Del Potro, also plays a complete game, but today was taken down by former Wimbledon champ, the diminutive but feisty Aussie Leighton Hewitt, who was actually Del Potro's idol growing up. American Andy Roddick is refocused and now brings more weapons than his crushing serve. There's German Tommy Haas, Russian Nikolai Davidenko, the Spaniards, the French, the South Americans, and we haven't yet even mentioned Venus nor Serena. The men are so deep that virtually every match is a dogfight. Yesterday, in a second rounder, 6'6" American Sam Querrey stretched 6'6" Croatian Marin Cilic to a 5-set thriller, the young 20-year-old super-talent Cilic taking it after a nearly 4-hour display of guts and deft shot-making. Unlike the era just previous to this one, when tall, heavy hitters such as Goran Ivanisevic and Richard Krajicek boomed ace after ace and rendered the game void of shots and strategy, even the big guys today play a well-rounded game of touch and artistic strokes. Also, the Grand Slam format of 3 out of 5 sets for the men creates drama. There are proponents, such as Billie Jean King, of shortening the men's matches to 2 out of 3, but the 5-setters produce epic struggles where heart and legs are tested. The crowds engage the longer the bout ensues. Wimbledon is only 4 days old, and I am in heaven. This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and that's The Score.